All right. Well, welcome to the Viking Press Pass, and joining me today from the softball team, freshman first base, Aubrey Gradin. So, Aubrey, thanks for joining me today.
Of course. Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
Absolutely. Well, let's start off with something a little familiar. There's actually some familiarity with us both, because as I was looking up kind of your background, you know, what you'll notice is behind me, Davenport West. So we have, and as I was looking up, I saw this picture there of, you know, of your senior year there at West. So I was like, heck, we got kind of the same track here. So I think that was pretty awesome. So, well, I didn't look up a ton, about West, but how was the West softball team, you know, while you were there?
So I played my freshman year. I didn't get to play my eighth grade year, but I know my freshman and sophomore year, we had a pretty good group of girls. So I would say, I remember my sophomore year, I think we were off to a 14-0 start. So That was a really exciting season. And then those girls graduated, but we still played tough throughout my junior and senior year.
Yeah, I saw you. I mean, you had quite a bit of accolades, I know, you know, coming in. You know, like, well, it's actually perfectly, it's down here on the bottom. I mean, first team all conference, Metro, all district, second team all state. So yeah, you had a pretty successful, you know, career there at West. So now who's the coach there? When I was there, it was Saladino. But I don't know, is he still there?
So my freshman and sophomore year, he was my coach. I did have Coach Saladino. And then he retired again because my freshman year, it was my eighth grade year, he came back out of retirement. So then my junior and senior year, Erica Ralphs became the head coach. She's a St. Ambrose graduate, played softball there. So it was really exciting to get a younger mind of softball at West. So we were all excited.
I like it. Yeah, I remember a guy. I remember him, you know, from when I was a student there. And I think if I remember correctly, his daughter was just a couple years younger, I think, than I was at the time. And I think that's how he kind of either worked his way into the, you know, into the coaching, you know, spot or not. But, now, I was also looking that you were on a travel ball team, the Texas Glory. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
So yes. I was really curious because, like, I'm like, why is it named? Do you have any idea why it was named Texas Glory, Iowa QC? Is like the Texas Glory a broader program kind of over the U.S.? Or how did that name come up? It just seemed odd for, you know, for being in Iowa.
Yeah, it is a broader. It's a broader organization, and there's so many teams, and even in the Quad Cities, I don't know, there's probably two or three, but that team was like specifically with girls who wanted to play Iowa high school softball, because sometimes the travel season and high school season can interfere.
Okay. All right. Now, I saw his name. I saw Saladino's name was associated to that, too. Did he have some, at least on one of the sites, it had him listed as a coach. Was he still affiliated with that?
No, that's wrong. He was just at West.
Okay. Yeah, for some reason. So I don't know if it was trying to pull in a high school name or if it was actually trying to state that it was the coach of it. So, well, I want to catch up a little bit on some of the West stuff, because as I was looking at that picture, did you play up at those off like West Kimberly at that complex that they built, I don't know, maybe 5-10 years ago, kind of just west of like the was it the Army Reserve or wherever's this kind of up there? Is that where you guys played?
Yeah, that's where it's at.
Okay. I also was looking too at kind of at your background, and we're going to go non-baseball, but you played basketball at West as well, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, I saw you were a pretty regular player, You were 36% from the field your senior year, 61% from the line, and you were perfect from behind the arc. You were a one for one. So now, did you ever consider like wanting to try and play basketball, you know, at Augie on top of playing softball? Or
no, I never considered that, but I basketball is probably my first like love. That it's such an exciting sport. I love to watch it. So
now, do you still watch, you know, any other college teams or like WNBA or the NBA or anything like that? Or
I'm a big Iowa fan. So especially before Caitlin Clark played there, I still was a big Iowa fan, even with the men's basketball team. But since Caitlin Clark got drafted into the WNBA, I've been trying to keep up with that as much as I can.
Yeah, I think you and the rest of the nation does so as well. I mean, she has such a big influence on the league, and I don't care. I mean, there's other good players, obviously, you know, and but really, it's like there was the WNBA, and then there's like WNBA with Caitlin Clark. So there's really nobody else that makes that draw. So, so how did you make your way then to Augustana? Like, what was that path like in you know, choosing Augie?
So originally for my major, I really wanted to be an elementary education teacher. And then I had the opportunity to take a really cool class in high school where I went to a preschool, and I kind of got to help hands-on in the classroom. And I saw one day that a speech-language pathologist came in the room and was working with the kiddos. And I was like, hey, that's really cool that I'm interested in that. And not a lot of schools have that as a major. So when looking at Augie, I noticed that they have a really good program. It's communication sciences and disorders. So that really interests me.
Now, I mean, how was that recruiting path like? You know, were you looking at Augie and then you kind of reached out to them around playing softball, or did they, you know, reach out and say, hey, we're interested in recruiting you for softball, and then the school kind of came as part of that decision?
So originally I was not looking at Augie. Augie actually changed my choice for my major. Originally I was looking at the University of Dubuque. That was my first ever college visit, beautiful campus. And then Coach Keener left and went to Blackhawk. So I was looking at Blackhawk, and then talking to my hitting instructor, his name is Jason Lingle. He had actually just said that John Nelson was going to be the head coach at Augustana, and Dan Fisher, who was the pitching coach, though he's on the pitching staff as a coach, he also does lessons in that building. And he was like, yeah, I can let him know, give him your number. And that's actually how I reached out.
Nice. Yeah, you know, it's interesting when you think about, like, you know, it's been odd because I think there's been a little bit of a routine where Augie initially hasn't been everyone's number one until they get a chance to visit, see the school, interact with the staff, and then it like becomes hands down, you know, the number one choice. And that was literally the same thing with me. You know, I was either looking at going to go play at Drake, or Co or Wartburg, were kind of my initial schools. And then finally, yeah, Augie it was, and did my overnight, and it was like, absolutely, there's no other place I want to go. Mm-hmm. So it's cool that, you know, how kind of folks, you know, get that path. And, you know, I know, like, you know, Dan Fisher, I mean, he's networked like no other in the QC. So that's a nice little connection there. Now, how has the transition been like? I mean, going from, you know, I think two things. One, I think one, it's just from high school to college, both academically, but then really that transition of playing high school and travel ball to playing college ball.
So it was definitely challenging academically. I wasn't prepared, but I'm doing pretty good. And then softball wise, it's a faster game. That was an adjustment.
What were some of the things that you noticed that was kind of that big leap that made it a lot faster for you?
I would say you're playing with the best of the best at the D3 level. So we have the fastest girls, we have girls who can hit the ball hard, and then even pitching.
What's been different about the pitching you've noticed?
I would say I'm seeing definitely a lot more movements with pitches. Even if it's not speed-wise, the ball is still moving.
Well, it must not be moving too much. I mean, gosh, what were you hitting right now? You're hitting 409, a 670 slug. You got five home runs. I mean, must be tracking it just fine from your end. Has it seemed like as you're going through the season, is the game starting to kind of slow down for you a little bit?
Oh, definitely. But this season it's went by so quickly. I cannot believe that we're playing in the conference tournament next week. But as a game as a whole, yeah, it's slowed down. I've adjusted to it.
How is the, as a freshman, going through, you're seeing you saw some great teams, right? Illinois Wesleyan, you guys played with Wisconsin Stephen Point. You've played Whitewater. So you have played some, a number of ranked teams. The CCIW is super tough. You've been to Florida, you've been to Tennessee, up and down Illinois and Iowa, Buena Vista out in Storm Lake. How's that just been, just from a freshman getting that experience of traveling all over the country a little bit to play, and just playing, some of the top teams and beating or kind of holding your own with them a little bit?
I would say the traveling part's really fun because playing Iowa high school softball in the summer, I never really got the chance to go on vacation. So like that was my first time going to Florida and with my family. So that was really cool and exciting. And riding on the bus, I'd never want to do that again. That was a very long drive. I'd rather fly next time. I think you're gonna let coach know that. But I would say just with the coaching staff and the group of girls, it's been really exciting, and I'm really happy that I'm here playing softball and that I've gotten closer with my teammates.
What was like your, you're going into your first practice with Augustana. Like, what was your mindset like? Were I'm sure there was obviously some nerves there, but what was that mindset like kind of going in? And now when you look back, you're like, oh, you shouldn't have been nervous, or you shouldn't have been, scared of this situation. Kind of being more confident now versus, entering the season. What was that kind of freshman mindset like, for you as you're stepping into your first year?
The nerves were definitely there, but honestly, a few days before practice, we got together as a team and talked to some of the girls, and they just told us to have fun. It's just a game. We're playing with our friends, and I'm really happy how close I've became with these girls and to call them my best friends. But I would say now there's nothing to stress over, and there shouldn't have been any nerves because I've been playing this game for forever, so.
Yeah. Like I said, it doesn't change. Speed does a little bit, right? But outside of that, how has it been, with Coach Nelson in your first year? I mean, it's his second year with the program. And one of the questions he was asked, what I thought was interesting with I think it was Matt Randazzo. He said he always ran Rock Ridge like he would a college team, and he's not running Augie like he would a high school team. So how has that been around, like how he kind of runs the team, sets the team up, and how some of those kind of expectations just being different, coming into a program that's ran like that?
I would say he kind of puts a lot of it up to our upperclassmen, and he trusts us as players to know what we want to work on and develop.
Well, I tell you what, it's been, back to back years, it's been super successful. girls are kicking tons of butt right now. You got the number two seed coming into the tournament. So that's pretty exciting. When's the first game? Because you guys have a first round bye, but do you play Thursday or would it be Friday?
When I was looking, it said Thursday at 6 we're playing.
Okay. Well, the other thing I wanted to come off and talk about is like you were the CCIW hitter of the week. And as I think about just the freshmen that we have on this team, such a strong class. You know, when that was announced on Monday that you were the hitter of the week, you know, for the conference, like what was kind of your initial reaction to hearing that?
It's an honor. It's really exciting. I actually found out right before the game on Monday when we played UD, but it was kind of a surprise because we have so many great hitters on the team, like Alexis Duke, Elena Diaz, Mackenzie Stantz, Emma Evans. So I'm surprised that none of the other girls have got it before.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, it's funny when you say that because not only is there just a ton of great talent on the Viking roster, you know, but you look at, you know, Carthage, you look at Illinois Wesleyan, like, you know, they round out some of the best, you know, batting teams, you know, in the conference. So that's a pretty high honor. I mean, I was looking at the stats. So you went 8-13. So you batted, you know, you went 6-15 in all four appearances, 4 doubles, 3 runs scored, 2 RBI, and you didn't strike out in any of those 4 contests. So why do you feel like you were just so locked in during that week?
Honestly, I think it's just, you know, softball is a game of failure and there's times where you succeed and there's times you don't. Before that, I don't remember if I was in a little of a like slump, haven't been hitting in games, but I think I just wanted to bounce back and tell myself like, hey, have confidence, you can do this.
I mean, if you kind of notice you're like in this, you know, slump, is there anything that you try to do, you know, specifically to try and like, I mean, right. Most of it's just mental, right? It's like, it's a focus aspect. Is there anything that you try to do to like, you know, change anything up? Like, do you try and change, you know, how you get set inside the box? Anything in particular?
I would just say my approach, making sure I'm not taking those pitches that are right there and then helping the pitcher out and swinging at the ones out of the zone. And then just focusing on the basic mechanics of hitting.
So plate discipline, that's a big one. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's what I've noticed around, because I've called, you know, obviously the baseball games for the baseball team for the last, you know, 4 or 5 years now. And I think what I've really noticed is, when folks come on to softball team or the baseball team, especially, you know, freshmen or even sophomores, the plate discipline gets just so much better, not only throughout the season, but throughout their career. You know, because a lot of times they, you know, they'll reach for a pitch that they may not normally take. You know, do you find, you know, trying to do that, you know, because you're trying to make a play or, you know, when you start, I guess, trying to figure out how I can, you know, kind of best ask this, like when you find yourself like working away from some of that plate discipline, is it more like situational? Cause it's like the stress of the situation, or you're trying to like, oh, I haven't gotten a run. I haven't gotten on base. So I'm going to extend out and, you know, go outside the plate a little bit more to try and make a play. Is that, you know, is that kind of how, you know, your mind has kind of approached that or?
Yeah, I definitely think I let both of those things affect me sometimes, for sure.
Yeah. When I think about, you know, some of the stuff, you've had some success, right? I mean, you had a home run against Coe, Platteville, Elmhurst, Wesleyan. You had another one last night. I think it was a game one, I think. You know, as you would think about like you as a hitter, do you feel like you're more of a, you're just trying to get hard contact or are you trying to be, you know, more of like a power hitter? How would you kind of describe your approach at the plate?
I would say I'm going up there and I'm trying to hit the ball hard. And honestly, the home runs will come.
Now, do you like, when you're going against pitchers, do you like pitchers that are creating more movement or are really bringing more heat, more speed? What type of pitcher do you like to go up against?
I think I do best when I'm facing a pitcher who is throwing the heat.
On the heat. Let's talk a little bit about, last night's games. So tell me a little bit about, the Grinnell game, because I know, a lot of the seniors started game one. I had to coach, so I didn't get a chance to watch the second game. But, thinking about those seniors, getting a chance to start. They had a really nice send off kind of mid game, for them. What was it like being a freshman and just kind of experiencing like a senior send off?
It was a really great moment, like heartwarming. We have such a great group of senior girls. So going out on that field, getting to hug Rose and Anna, it was a heartwarming moment.
Now, did they stick around? Because I was listening and I thought I heard Kellen, who was calling the game, say that they left to go to the, was it the last, I don't know, there's a senior talk, senior discussion. I can't remember what it was. Did they stick around or did they go to that event?
They left for that, got ready for that, and they said they were going to come back, but only Megan came back at the end. The second game got over a little earlier than I think some of them thought, but she stuck around. She came back, so.
Nice. And then, earlier in the week, you traveled down to Wesleyan. They're the number one seed, in the conference tournament, obviously a top 25 team. What was that conversation, either on the bus or after the game, or maybe even, the next day from like Coach Nelson and the staff, just around, these are what we're going to take away from this doubleheader? Because I mean, we anticipate, right? You're going to meet them again in the conference, championship. I think that's certainly the expectation. So what were some of the takeaways from that series, as you move into next weekend?
So going into that game, we knew it was going to be a competitive game. We were locked in, fired up during warm-ups. We had great warm-ups. I think after the games, our discussion, we need to focus on our approach, at the plate and just making the plays that we need to make on the field.
Those are the games, right? You can't make, I mean, there's no room for error. And I think it's ultimately going to be whatever team doesn't make the errors is going to be the one that comes away. So, I wish it wasn't so far away in Bloomington. I mean, it's only what, probably an hour and a half, 2 hours, something like that. But it's going to be exciting. So going to be exciting. So I'm curious from your perspective. We're gonna kind of move away from just the day in, day out. And I was looking at all the different jersey combos that the softball team has. So, they've got the grays, you've got the blue with the white pinstripe, the all whites, the gold tops. What's your favorite jersey combo?
That's a hard one. I really like our pins, but I think I'm gonna lead more towards the navy top and the, not the navy top, the gold top and the navy pants,
Yeah,
that
you like
jersey
that?
combo.
What's it about the gold top and navy, pants that you like?
I think it's just the colors going together. The pins are really nice, but it's just the all navy. I mean, that looks really nice, but I think it's just a color combo for me.
Yeah. No, I like it. I think it's cool. I mean, I'm a big fan of like I like the all whites. It's just such a kind of a classic look. The pinstripes are pretty cool. But I tell you what, the gold tops, those pop. So now I was also looking at which I always mention this when I'm interviewing someone from the softball team, but you know, leading up to the season, you know, they have those like player profile cards that, you know, that they release on social media. So obviously you were number 12 for 12 days to the, you know, start of the season. And you listed as Fleetwood Mac is your favorite artist. So, I mean, that was a band that was formed in like the 60s, were big in the 70s. I grew up listening to them. I'm not that old, but I did grow up listening to them. Like, how in the heck did Fleetwood Mac become kind of your favorite band?
I'm a type of person who listens to, honestly, any kind of music. And especially with my dad, like, he's probably the one who's gotten me into the music. But Fleetwood Mac, I just like the style and, like, the vibes. I don't know.
It is a good vibe. Like, so, you know, it like their greatest hits, I mean, you know, I'll say is like end to end, you know, you don't skip a single song. So what, you know, what's like your favorite song? Is it like, you know, I mean, obviously there's Little Lies, there's Dreams, there's Landslide, Go Your Own Way. I mean, those are all the ones that I think everyone you kind of associates with them, but like, what's your kind of top song?
There's so many good ones. I thought you were going to ask this question, so I'm trying to prepare, but I'm going to say probably Gypsy.
Gypsy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Gypsy's a good one. Yeah, when, you know, it's interesting, when Stevie Nicks went out and would, you know, she performs on her own, obviously. The one song she doesn't perform is Landslide. So I think that's always a big letdown, but I think she has to be with Fleetwood Mac in order to sing that song. So, but yeah, I saw that and I was like, that's completely different era. but it's good. You also put your parents as your role model. So, you know, expand a little bit on why you chose them.
I would say they're my biggest supporters and definitely one of the reasons why I chose Augie. I love that I'm 14 minutes away from home and can go home whenever I want. I do live on campus, but I definitely go home a lot. But they're just my supporters, and they've taught me everything that I know.
You know, you can theoretically say you went out of state for college. Regardless of how far.
Yeah.
So, now I also saw like the emojis. I always think it's kind of interesting. You know, they've got that as well. So you've got like the cowboy hat, the heart, and the fire. Like, why did you choose those as your favorite emojis?
The cowboy hat one, I think just to be a little goofy. I like country music, so that's why I chose that one. And the heart, I'm a kind person. I like to spread the love to everyone. And then the fire, just kind of getting locked in and fired up for season.
I like it. Now, did you do the custom 44 glove as well?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, talk through that and kind of share, you know, why you chose the colors, logos, anything on that as well.
So for my glove, I kind of just went with the basic Augie colors.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if, can you see it?
Yep. Yep.
I have the Viking one logo right there. And then inside of here, I put I can and I will. I feel like that's kind of a little like motivation, confidence booster. And then I have my number just inside of the palm. I didn't really put much on it. And then I have my last name and my number on the side too.
So, you know, as you think about kind of your next glove, is there anything like, you know, that you have in mind for like future gloves that you want to do on it? Or
I know some people put the flag, like the American flag on theirs. Maybe that's one I would consider putting on there.
Yeah, I never got to do any cool stuff like that. I still have my glove with, I pulled it out. Cause I went and I took my, I have a 9-year-old and 8-year-old son. And so I took them out to get their first baseball gloves. So they wanted to, you know, start learning how to play baseball. And I was like, man, I pulled my old glove out and this is the one I used. I mean, in like majors. So I was probably what, 12 at the time, 13. An old like TPX, still kicking, still strong. You know, I'm like, God, this thing is like 30 years old. So we didn't get to do as many cool stuff back then. So, well, hey, well, lastly, you know, just to kind of wrap things up, you know, if there's, you know, anyone in particular you'd like to, you know, thank, your family, your friends, coaches, any shout outs you'd like to make, just want to give you, you know, the floor is kind of all yours to give any shout outs if you'd like.
I like to thank my family and then my teammates for sure. So love playing here at Augie.
Well, good luck in the conference tournament. That's coming up here this weekend. So definitely will be excited to watch that. Actually, Thursday night is my son's birthday. So we'll be celebrating that, but I'll either have hopefully the game either on my phone, you know, or up on the TV. We'll see if he'll allow me to get away with it on his birthday. So, but, good luck in your first conference tournament. Softball team is doing awesome. And I know, you know, the Viking community and, you know, couldn't be more proud than how you all have been playing this year and representing the school, the brand, and just playing high level softball. So good luck. And we'll see a berth to the NCAA tournament after this.
Yes, for sure. Thank you so much.